Hi, folks, and welcome to the Cricket Stats Scholar podcast with me, your host, Cricket Stats Scholar, a.k.a. Dane, and my co-host, Guy Walker. G'day, Guy.
Hey, Dano. Nice to be here, mate, and get the first episode underway.
Very excited, mate, and very grateful to have you aboard. I guess we'll dive straight in. So we're looking today at the rise of Cameron Green, and he's been in some form of late. What do you think about him for the first test?
Yeah, it's a hot discussion now, isn't it? Especially after he scored that 100 against a pretty good Indian bowling attack as well. Such a young fella and probably a bit of a smoky for the first test, but now looking like a genuine chance. What are your thoughts on him at the moment?
Well, I mean, like you touched upon, he's 21 years and 189 days old as of the time of this recording, so very young. And as a cricket fanatic, he's a very exciting prospect. But the thing of it is, like you said, he's firming up. He just keeps hitting massive runs against worthy opponents. And he's also started bowling again, and he's bagging top order poles, seemingly for fun. So he really is firming up a serious chance. I suppose my first question to you then is, if he does come in, who for?
I know, mate. Like, I guess it's even harder now because Warner's been ruled out. But just going back to Chris Green, like I was saying to you off camera yesterday, is that I can still remember him as a 17-year-old. I used to live with the old Victorian Oprah, Travis Dean, in Melbourne, and he came back from a Shield game. Came back from a Shield game one day and said, "There's probably one of the best all-rounders I've ever seen today." And I said, "Oh, who?" And he goes, "Cameron Green." And he was 17 years old at the time. I think he might have got 40 or 50 against Victoria, and he reckons he was bowling 140k an hour. So imagine when he does get back bowling. Like, if you look at his debut game, 5 for 24 off 8 overs, like a bloke that size bowling 140 and can bat 5 in any team he plays in. Like, it's a pretty special proposition for Australian cricket going forward.
It's pretty irresistible. And I think at the time, so he debuted in February of 2017 against Tassie. And at the time was about halfway through his 18th year. Also nabbed 2 for 56 in the second inning. So 7 for 80 for the match as an 18-year-old kid.
And look at his batting record. Yeah. That is just... Like, how on earth, like, a genuine just batter, if they're averaging 55 at first-class level at 21 years old, they would take it. But he's a genuine all-rounder. Like, that's a phenomenal record.
It's ridiculous. So he's played 20 first-class matches, the majority of which are Shield, toughest domestic comp in the world. Yeah, and as you touched upon, 1,321 career runs at 55, striking.
Wow.
Over
that
50
is
runs per 100. It's ridiculous. 5 centuries, 3 of which have been this season, and indeed, you know, the last few innings for him. But let's just cycle down.
Yeah.
32 career wickets at 21.8.
And again, like, any first-class bowler is happy with them stats. Normally, that you know how normally you see that a genuine all-rounder, they'll have really good maybe batting stats and they'll have okay bowling stats. This bloke genuinely has freakish batting and bowling stats, and he's 21 years old. I've never seen anything like it.
No, it is ridiculous. I mean, the gap between bat and ball is a positive of 33.2 runs, and you know. People have made careers where their batting average is not quite as high as their bowling average, and they're considered, you know, utility all-rounders or whatever. But this is just phenomenal. And like you say, he's a big unit. He scores all round the ground. And what I noticed the other day, and indeed my old man noticed, is he just turned strike the other day for fun, so he never got bogged down.
Yeah.
And as you touched upon, even as a very young man that Travis Dean, no less, has referred to, he's bowling 140 clicks. And it's just, his potential is seemingly limitless.
Yeah, at 6 foot four or whatever he is, he's a big boy. Imagine that. Imagine when he gets fit and he's running down and bowling first change for Australia and batting five or six. The problem's probably going to be is they'll probably want to bat him higher going forward, but you've probably got to play five batters, so he's always going to have to bat six. But like he's shown in Shield cricket, he could bat three or four.
Oh, for sure. And that's the another ridiculous part of him, I suppose. In the last season or so, where he's been carrying an injury insofar as bowling, is still a young fella, his body's still growing and developing, they're not taking too much risk on the bowling side of things. He's stepped up and he's batting top four and he's scoring just hundreds at regular intervals. So he's certainly got the mindset and capability for that. So, I mean, he might be so good, as it turns out, that it's going to be difficult as to how best to use him, which is, it's a nice thing problem to have, but it might still be a little bit of a problem.
So are we going with him in the first test, Dane? I'm going to put it back onto you. Are you going with him?
On the spot. look, I'd have him in 100%. It's irresistible at this stage to me. There's just too many things he's doing right. It's not that his average is inflated by an over amount of not outs. He's got seven not outs in 31 bats. That would have been from his earlier seasons where he was batting, you know, as far down as eight. But as we've seen lately, like it's that high as he's just belting hundreds. The other day he bowled in the second innings against the Indians and knocked over both openers in a four over spell. So,
I know.
I suppose to shine a similar spotlight back onto you, if you were the selector for the first test, what do you do with Cam Green?
Well, it is difficult, isn't it? Because he's obviously on bowling restrictions. For him to bowl four overs in that game the other day against the Indians, he's obviously on a load restriction. So, do you bat him five or do you bat him six? And then the Aussies can maybe get 10 overs or 15 overs out of him for the test match. Is that, I don't know. Like if he can bowl 10 to 15 overs, I think he's got to play. And that's what we were saying before is that he hasn't gone out there and got 100 against an average Indian attack. Like they're some of them blokes like Umesh Yadav, like he's a genuine world-class bowler. Like, so I think you've got to play him, but where do you bat him? I would personally bat him. If he can bowl 10 to 15 overs, I'd love to see him at five, but I've got a feeling we'll probably see him bat six.
Yeah. I think the higher up the order, the better, but I think you're right. They'll probably, if indeed they do, drop someone, that batsman that would have batted six will shuffle up one spot.
Yep.
Greeny will slot in at six and possibly, hopefully, send down 10 to 15 for the match. I suppose that your sort of caveat there on the fact that he needs to bowl 10 to 15. So let's say he has a meeting with his physio and he says, look, you shouldn't bowl in the test. Would you still pick Greeny just as a specialist bat?
So the way it'll work is that he will be speaking with the WA physios, he'll be with the Australian physios, and they'll say to him, if he had four over restrictions for last match, he will only be able to have maximum maybe of 8 to 10 overs in the test match, maximum if he bowls. And that's just the way it works. So if he goes into the side and whoever's captain knows that, you know what, he can only bowl this amount of overs, do you play him as a bat? Because at the end of the day, even if he can bowl 8 or 10 overs, that may be all you need, because you've got a Hazelwood, Cummins, maybe Pattinson that you can play. He might not need a bowl. And like to answer your question, I think you've got to play him and bat him at five. If he plays as a genuine batter, I think you can almost bat him at five or do you put him down one and you bat him six as just a recognised batsman that can bowl if you need him?
Yeah, look, I'd like him at five. I think he's done enough to warrant being picked on batting alone. And look, if, like you say, he's on restrictions at the moment. If he can roll down four overs at a, you know, maybe a couple of overs before lunch or a session break or whatever, or a partnership breaking opportunity, that'll be additionally handy. But I think he's earned his way in on pure batting alone. The bowling's a little bonus. And I think as a batsman, he's certainly capable at number five. It's incredible how quickly this has come along. Sorry, mate.
I know. I was just going to say, who are the players that are going to bat five or six? Who are you saying it's out of them positions?
I believe it's Travie Head and Matty White.
Yep.
And I suppose, yeah.
They're both similar batters. Actually, speaking about that, like, I guess a lot of people would want to go for Trav Head, and I can see why, just because of age and skill and talent potential. But if we are going on form, I don't think he can go past Matty Wade at the moment. What's he done wrong in the last couple of years of not only Shield cricket, but also white ball cricket? He's just dominant at the moment.
That's the thing of it. I suppose there are a couple of factors working for Head. So, this season, he's hit two big hundreds and a 50. He's 455 Shield runs at 65. So, very good start. He's also, he turns 27 on the 29th of this month. So, still quite a young man. Matty Wade is 33 on Boxing Day this year.
Yeah.
But then again, like, Matty Wade's averaging, you know, one run under 70 for this Shield season, 350s in four innings and then a not out. But more than that, I suppose, you know, he's been scoring runs for fun in all three formats in the domestic level and indeed test. And we saw the other night he's hit back-to-back rapid 50s, taking on the responsibility of captain and gloves. I suppose
it's hard, isn't it? And you know what? I guess that actually makes it a lot more favourable for Green, because do you play two short left-handers at five and six?
True.
Or do you change it up and you play a tall right-handed batsman and might make it a bit harder for a spinner who plays, like, because I don't even know what spinner India will play. They've got a couple of different options.
They do.
And now Yadeja's out as well. They can't play him, obviously. So do they play? Kuldeep Yadav? I don't know.
Yeah, and I suppose a wrist spinner in Australia, they can run into problem in the longer formats.
Correct.
Control's always a little bit. They're always more attacking player. I don't know. The Indians have something to consider, and I suppose if they do have the two little lefties down in the lower top order, then an offie might do him in because of the ball turning away. But just pulling up sort of the reverse cumulative numbers of each of Head and Wadey, just to have a look at their most recent test form.
Yeah.
So looking at Wadey, I suppose since his return, so his last test as a keeper, I suppose, was in September 2017. And since then, he's played 10 tests starting back in the Ashes of last year to accumulate 554 runs at a tick under 37. Nice combative strike rate of a tick under 58 with two tons.
So and you know what as well, Dano, just to add in there, is that it's almost like the Marcus Harris thing, is that Australia played that Ashes series against Stuart Broad and James Anderson, swinging the ball away from Warner and Marcus Harris. And then they come back here and play against, I think it was Pakistan, and just had a fill up against them. So it's funny, isn't it? So Wadey played, I think, three or four test matches in England and got 100. That's worth its weight in gold.
And indeed, he hit 200s. One in his very first test back, and then one to finish the series. And he played in all five tests. So, you know.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. So they picked and sticked old Wavy. So then upon return, he played the two tests against Pakistan and all three against New Zealand to accrue 217 runs at 43, striking at 57, with just the 150, two not outs in there. So
like, depends where he's batting as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of that was situational, coming in and thrashing 5-10 not out, whatever. Certainly against Pakistan. Enjoyed a good battle against Neil Wagner and got starts in every game. Yeah. So, and then I suppose we look at Heddy. It seems fair to look at him over a similar timeline. His career numbers are 1,091 runs at, we'll say, 42, strike rate of 50, two tons and 750s. But since and including that Ashes series in England last year, 428 runs at under 33, strike rate just under 50, and one century, which he scored against the Kiwis in the second test of last year. So on the balance, Wade's probably in better nick anyway.
I see your point, though. Like, Trav Head's younger. He's probably seen as one of the next key leaders of the team.
For sure.
I don't know, mate. It's a hard one, isn't it? Like, if you're gonna go Cameron Green, who do you go out of Wade and Head? I think you've got to go youth, I think, personally.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And I think that would echo the very principle of why our very first episode is about Cam Green. It's of course, the fact that he's averaging 55, but he's 21. And his numbers in batting and bowling are just ridiculous. So, yeah, we've gone around in circles with a lot of numbers there, and I'm no closer to sort of pulling the trigger on any of the options. It is entirely possible they'll have Green in and around the squad, but it'll be...
Are you thinking that they're not going to rush him in and they're going to give him a bit of time?
There's a part of me that it's halfway between thinking that and fearing that, because I think Ian Chappell and I think even Greg Chappell, their policy is if a player is dominating at the highest form of domestic competition, then and they have been for a consistent amount of time, and I would say that the last two seasons for Green have shown that, then that's when they're ready. They're at least ready for an examination. And
it comes back to that saying, doesn't it, of if you're good enough, you're young enough. I think he's shown he can do it. He deserves his chance at the top. I understand if someone maybe is like 18 or 19 and they see him as quite fragile and maybe don't rush him in, but he's nearly 22. He's nearly 22. He's dominated for three or four seasons in Shield. He's just got 100 against the Indians. Like, get him in. Like, let's see what he's like. Let's see what he's like. You're playing at the Adelaide Oval as well. Beautiful place to bat, and get a bloke that's in form. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're all the things that are stacking up. And beautifully put by yourself there. I think there's too many reasons, certainly for me, to not put him in. He's had a flavour of international cricket, made his ODI debut the other day. Scored a brisk-looking, comfortable 20, then got out and sent down four overs. A little bit of tap, but he was bowling to Kohli. That's a nice little examination.
Yeah, anyone would.
Mate. I shudder to think what he could do to my little 98K meds. But
you might get him, mate. Who knows?
Oh, dear. I'd upset billions of people around the world. It would be a farce on the sport of cricket. But, look, final consensus for me is Cam Green. He's done too much to not deserve a spot. They have to find room for him. Which is ironic, because if indeed he does replace either Head or Wadey, they're not the same size shoes, are they? But he's just done too much for too long, but also in recent history, and his potential is too great for me. So I suppose if I have to choose, I would omit Matt Wade
Yep.
But I wouldn't call that curtains on his career. So over to you. One, are you saying yes, you'll pick him? And two, if so, which of Head and Wade do you drop?
I personally think my final consensus is that I think you've got to pick him. I think the harder decision is going to be Head and Wade. Is that who do you go with? And I'm similar to you at the moment. And not so much for on-field performance, but for age-wise and key leadership potential going forward, I think that Australia have been one of those teams that give blokes a couple of series and then let them go. I think you just got to stick with them. Sometimes you just got to let a bloke have a sustained crack at test cricket and just stick with them. So I'm the same as you, mate. Head at 5, Cameron Green at 6, get him in, and I think we could see something special in front of our eyes in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And yeah, I suppose for Matt Wade, he's just the wrong person averaging 70 at Shield cricket at the wrong time. No disrespect to him. It's probably the number 33, which is creeping up on Boxing Day in, you know, just over 2 weeks. That will be his age. His career average of 31, I don't think that's a fair reflection because obviously a lot of that was as keeper. And it also he's returned to the team much better. But yeah, I think that's the final consensus.
Yep, I agree with you, mate. I think I agree.
It's really going to be interesting to see where they end up, which 11 men step onto the park. But I suppose whatever may come, I'm always going to be behind the 11 blokes out there because they'll be giving it their all. But yeah, yep. I'd be a little surprised not to see Green in the 11 at this stage.
Yep, I 100% agree with you, mate, and I think it's going to be a good first test match to watch, especially given it's Kohli's one and only test match. I think it's going to be seriously hard for, and that's what I love about him is that he's probably one of the only blokes I've seen that'll go back at the Australian side, and I think now you see it is that a lot of the Aussies really really respect him just because he doesn't back down to a bit of contest. He actually stands up to it and has a crack.
Mate, I always think that, look, he divides opinion in Oz. Everyone's got an opinion on him, and that is indeed what he wants. He loves the spotlight, and he also loves to absorb the pressure on the behalf of his teammates, aggressive player with the bat and with the chirp. But
yeah,
I think I love it, man. It's like, to me, it's like looking in the mirror of what it must be like to play against Australia, that kind of combative, 100%. Confrontational stuff. I suppose just as a little seg into Kohli, in his test career, he's played 12 tests in Oz, 1,274 runs at 55.4 with 600s in 23 innings, 350s for a laugh as well. I'll just pull up his ground average at Adelaide. Because I think it might
be pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting. Okay, so this is very strange. Make what you will of this. So, oh no, it is huge. I was looking at the wrong row. 431 runs in 3 tests at 71.8. Wow. Strike rate 57. And indeed 3 centuries. So I think he's hit 100 in every single test he's gone to Adelaide for. So that's not good.
I honestly reckon it could be scary what he does in his first test match. If he gets in, he will bat forever and he will just score. You can just see it in his eyes. He wants it so much. So it'll be really, really interesting to see not only his batting, but how aggressive he is in his first test. Because I saw something the other day that said he wants to come out and set the standard for India in his first test. So it'll be red hot.
Yeah, he'll come. So, looking at his scores, 116 in his very first bat in Adelaide back in January of 2012. In December of 2014, he hit 115 in the first innings and 141 off 175 in the second. And then, latest and fullest, though, 6 December 2018, he got 3 and 34. So, let's hope that he's more 18.5 per innings for the match than those ridiculous first couple of tests.
I'd love to see who got him them innings, because I think Joshy Hazlewood might have. I don't think anyone has the upper hand on him, but I think if anyone is probably suited to him, it's going to be Josh Hazlewood. Try to get that little bit of extra bounce. Coley playing on the up, hopefully gets a couple of nicks and see him off early.
For sure. I mean, he knocked him 3-3 in the ODI series, which is remarkable. Yeah. Yep. Arguably, as good as Coley is at Test, arguably Coley's best format is possibly, well, it's almost certain that he's the best ODI player in history. His average is nearly 60, and he's just, hundreds.
It's just ridiculous, so, isn't it? Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. So Cummo knocked him over in the first innings for 30, yep. for three, sorry. And our old Nathan Lyon in the second.
Oh, really? Okay.
So interesting. But And just to clarify that, 43 one-day international hundreds along with 60.
That is
50s.
Just absolutely off its head, isn't it? Like, most international players are happy to score 4,300 runs in any format, like, let alone 4,300 runs in hundreds, let alone. Like, that is just, that's just freakish. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, 32 years of age, and he debuted back in 2011 at the age of around 23. That's a test level, but ODI is 2008. So he's been around forever. I suppose what I'm referencing there is he was clearly a gun. I saw him in the under-19s World Cup. A little bit of a rounder face back then.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
The beard. Yeah.
Yep.
But, He was clearly a ridiculous talent, and I suppose they just threw him in at 20 years old, and the rest is history. So tying it all back to Green, and indeed getting back onto that subject, for me it's time for Cameron Green.
I'd love to also hear about what the audience thinks as well. I guess it's. Could even throw a little poll out on the Facebook page and just see what comes back and see what everyone else thinks. Does Cameron Green play his first Test match? What do you reckon it'll come back
Absolutely.
With?
Absolutely, that's a great idea. I think the community, there'll be some people certainly in Head's Corner. I have a fairly strong South Australian following, which is fantastic. Yep. There'll also be some people in favour of Wade. So. They're the two options of, yes, Green plays, but either want Wade in or I want Head in. But there'll also be a couple of lads that say, no, not yet. But I think the overwhelming, I think the majority will say Green in for someone. We'll put that out for sure, and always a pleasure and always interested to see what the page followers think.
Yep.
Excellent, mate. Well, I think that might do for the first episode. The Rise of Cameron Green, 21 years old, 20 first-class matches, batting at 55, bowling at under 22, and recent form against the actual lineup of Indians, that some of which will play the first test. Irresistible?
Wow, absolutely irresistible. You've just got 100. Get him in. Let's see where he goes. First episode of the Cricket Stats Scholar. We're off and away, and looking forward to bringing many more, mate. It's been good fun.
Absolutely. Great fun, and thanks so much for your time and also your tech help. It was like leading a blind man through a minefield, but you did it.
We got there.
We did indeed. All right, thanks so much, mate, and we'll see you on the next one.
See you, mate.